Watson Hall presents.
You're go for APU shutdown on time.
You're go for deploy.
300 AD, I am.
Recommend a vector transfer to the BFS.
Roger the problem.
Shall we recap?
We are on the moon of a post-apocalyptic surviving moon base. They are barricaded away from robots that have either were their robots and rebelled, or perhaps more likely, they were invaded. There was some wreckage on the landing pad. Either they killed all the invading humans, or there never were any. Vitruvians, or there never were any invading Vitruvians, and it's an invading robot force.
Because they don't seem to match up the insignia and so on, do they?
No, so we think it was a different force. But either way, they're barricaded behind.
Or it could have been two different factions.
It could.
And they had, each side had robots. And
maybe there's another moon base on the other side. We haven't looked.
Yeah. But as far as we can tell, there's only robots left on one side.
No, we have checked that there's only one moon base.
Which makes me think those ones that were plugged in and charging, perhaps we should stop them charging.
Well, I did try, and everyone
said, we were worried that you were going to
break. No, you mustn't play.
But we're learning as we go.
So maybe we should go back and cut their charging willies.
Well, we're still... their charging willies. We're still waiting for a complete breakdown of the language and full communication to be established.
Our NPC's doing all the important work.
Where is the universal translator in this game?
I mean, he's called George.
Yeah, George is doing his best on that. He. Well, no, to be fair, he's not. He
I basically the
cracking this language is going to be several people's PhD theses.
Yes.
I understand that, but however, realistically...
So all we need is take us to your leader. And
so what he's concentrating on is basic vocabulary, you know, starting with numbers and things of that sort. And just to try to get essential communications. So, this is taking several hours. During which time you guys are perhaps wandering around a bit. You don't have a lot going on.
I was sort of standing with him, I think, while the others had wandered off. Was that right?
Well, at least
we had slightly split the party.
Well, that was earlier when you were still wandering around the base. You are now basically inside the Vitruvian's enclave.
Oh, that's right. They'd let us in.
Okay. They said, okay, come on in, the robots are the bad guys.
Now, we just need George to work out, do you do it doggy-doggy? Or...
Of course.
You can now
thank
do...
Thank you, Captain Kirk.
Let me show you an earth thing we call kissing. What do you mean that's not the right orifice?
Well, it could be.
Yeah, there's no wrong orifice, just... Anyway, let's move
on. Bailout.
Goes onto the pile of things ruined forever.
he's working this stuff out with, you know, shared whiteboards and stuff like that.
Right.
Becomes easier when you can point at things and say, you know, this, that word, and so on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The others, let's see, I mean, there is limited communication, but they will point at things because they do seem to have regarded you as weird, but essentially less inimical to them than the robots.
Yes, so therefore we're potential allies. Just nobody say something like, I seem to be having tremendous problems with my lifestyle.
I guess we want to try and get across, do you need any medical help? do you need evacuation? Those two questions aren't related.
That's kind of the priority for George's translations.
Because as far as the medical help goes, we'd regard it as a learning experience, and I think they would as well.
Where's Dr. Crowther when we need him now?
See one, do one, teach on. That's the medical
one. Sorry, Nick, have you still got that coloured chalk on your beard, or have you had some sort of major reaction to it? You seem very
it's the
red around there. Is it just the...
I think it's just the way the light's catching it.
Oh, right, okay.
Oh, as he moves his face, he's definitely... No, that's all right.
It was a lot more purple on Friday.
It was.
Yeah, I was just wondering if there was...
All right, that's enough.
No, I think it's okay.
Okay,
no,
okay.
There was some we sort love of you, but not that much. Reaction. That's fine.
It's just my
just
face.
A video art.
Thank you.
Yeah, as opposed to his green and purple crown, which only John can see.
Oh, yes. My halo. Demonic halo. Mm. Okie dokie.
It's still only... Is it still just Nick?
Yep, it's always Nick.
Always me.
And I can't see YouTube shorts either. So please, don't do a video of you wearing nothing but shorts on YouTube.
Well, it would get censored at the top, I'm afraid, but not below that.
Right.
Yeah, so... I mean, obviously you're talking with the Trivians in as much as you can. There's a lot of gesture involved.
Yeah.
Is there anything
hopefully
else?
Get up something about the setup is what we want. You know, what's happened down there? Why are they up here?
Right. Some of that needs language. Some of it doesn't. I mean, they will point you to the reactor. They've got some very limited mining. Basically getting water out of the lunar rock to keep their water cycles refilled. They have some hydroponics. Yeah. Does any of you have any kind of medical skill? First aid, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Quite a few of us do actually.
Yeah. In rolls on that.
Oh, I'm getting out my old dice from my childhood, which my parents have brought me.
Oh. Do they all
11.
Match?
I bet they don't.
No, they don't really, do they?
Well, they do. Green, blue and red. They're all the same type of dice. Except, look what's astray amongst them. An old chalked up D4. I have rolled 8. Was it int as well?
Yeah, afraid so.
Oh, bother off.
That was like something you would put in as an aside in a noir novel. Maybe cyberpunk.
An old chalked up D4.
Yeah.
9.
You're so green, you're like a chalked up D4. A 9.
Oh, 10. Oh, sorry. Ten including the medicine. Duh.
Okay. You might be speculating way ahead of the evidence here, but at least by analogy with humans, the demons do seem to be fairly analogous to humans. They are definitely starting to get what you would call deficiency diseases. Yeah, that distinctive biological marker of there is just one trace chemical that isn't as present as it ought to be.
And that's space scurvy.
And that is blocking other things from working well. Yes, they're doing all right, but yeah, it's not looking great.
So they've been here a while.
There's also
do they seem
a
to eat
of...
similar things to us? Are they carbon-based as far as we can
tell?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the atmosphere is compatible.
They can,
in
they're
terms
welcome
of their to... ongoing maintenance and running things like this reactor...
There are little bits that are broken.
Okay, and how does it look from a safety point of view? You know, is this reactor low-level leaking, that kind of thing? Is it running hotter than it should, or whatever?
What is your security clearance, friend citizen? You are receiving an acceptable amount of radiation for your security clearance. Yes, it's not something you would want personally to trust your life to if you had an option about it. But it doesn't seem to be actively dangerous right now.
There's nothing we need to attend to or point out to them that perhaps they haven't been able to spot.
These new rules that appear to be moving lower and lower. Is this any relevant?
Mm. So we might be able to supply some supplements if we can work out via scientific communication what those supplements would be.
Possibly, yeah.
It's going to be
show them pictures of molecules. You know.
Yeah.
Well, look, what I'm missing. That's the stuff.
George is getting back to you with a crude cartoon, basically. But as far as you can see,
no need for that.
He feels there is no point in trying to translate the names of the factions. But so he's just going to call them Force Red and Force Blue.
Okay.
This was a Force Blue base.
All right.
Not clear what the purpose was. That's getting into the complicated concepts. But a group of Force Red troops was landed to try to take it over during the war. And the robots are what is left of the Force Red troops, and these guys are what is left of the Force Blue. Like they had so their own robots back in the day.
There were living beings with the robots then. They were a combined force. Righto.
Are they quite long-lived then, these Retrubians, or are these the descendants of the original?
They are reasonably long-lived. They are mostly original crew. You might well think that possibly the incentive to breed is not all that huge. they have been, to be fair. That's one of their problems is...
What else are they going to do?
Well, yeah, but also one of their problems is very limited living space.
Mm. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Okay. So we could do with working out, I think, do they need us to give them a lift planet side?
George is still working on that, but it's looking positive.
Could I mention the possibility of diseases at this point? They do seem to be biologically rather similar. We haven't shared an airspace with them yet, have we?
That depends on whether you take your suit off.
No, I'm suggesting none of us do.
Oh,
there's only so long we can do that, though.
It might also be worth trying to work out whether there was any biological component to the warfare, because if they get taken down and immediately wiped out by, you know, plagues that the rest of the population have immunity to.
Assuming there's any population actually down.
Well, no, there's definitely killer robots
waiting for them.
Well, that's a good point, yes. There were certainly communications.
You know,
they will have to stay in quarantine for some time. But
that's their decision.
Yes. Yes.
We'll just put them in a shipping container, take them down.
Well, yeah.
Do our best to help him.
Oh, you think we should drop them off down on the planet below?
Hmm. That appears to be what they're hoping we can do.
Okay. Oh, I see.
They're stuck
here. Mm. Oh, I assumed it's like the road down there, and they didn't want to.
Okay, well, we also don't know if they know.
The suits you're wearing are the Trivon Svalin 6, so that has a 20-hour life support reserve, and another. You can add on another 8-hour tank.
Well, that should be all right. Can the vessel we're on is it atmosphere capable?
Yes, but it's not really good for it. What you would want to do really is take them off here in the landers similar to the one you're using, but then transfer them to the space planes for landing on the planet.
Alternatively, do Vitruvians float?
Do they float?
Well, we don't actually have to land.
We're not going to stick them in the middle of the sea. Not again.
It might be an aquatic species. It does appear that their communications with the people on the ground are friendly.
Oh,
okay. Good. So they've got a fair picture of what's going on down there. Are we like... are we likely to get attacked? Have they got air defences?
Yes. There are still robots down there as well, but not as many. So they will need to communicate with them before we approach.
Yeah.
We will need we're happy to help. We need to get past these GoBots.
Mm.
Yeah.
On the way out.
Yeah, that's a thought. Sorry, I've lost your name in among all the others, Mark. Jethro.
Antonio Rossi Jethro getting Carl Docker the third.
So, yeah, you left some drones as observation points, mm-hmm. didn't you? So
as many as I've got.
Mm. So they are mostly being ignored when the robots go past them. But yeah, I mean there are robots moving around and so on. One of the Vitruvians looks at your screen and shouts something, and then looks frustrated and goes off to find George. Uh-huh. There's a lot of gesturing involved.
Well, look at the screen.
Yeah.
Okay, what do we see?
They think they're with the robots.
You're seeing robots moving about.
Oh.
The others rather than your drones?
Yeah. The drones are static.
My drones are pretty static. I've told them just to basically stay and observe and not get too big.
Again, the translation is not good, so you can't be sure of the meaning on this, but you think that what it looks like is they are used to a robot attacking one at a time. And these robots are now moving in some sort of organised way.
Jethro, I believe your speciality is called upon.
Can we check their defences, first of all?
We're going to have to take out the robots, really, aren't we?
We are. What weapons?
Otherwise,
they'll
take pot shots at the lander, so...
Well, we might as well... what weapons have we got? How many are there?
Where are they in relationship to... to where we are? Presumably, we're in the cross complex, yeah?
Yeah, let me just drop you the current map. the last image there is the overall view.
Excuse me. Oh yeah.
And basically, there are three entry points that involve simply carving through the armoured radiation resistant hull. Uh-huh. So you've got the way you came in, which is a secondary access corridor. The main access corridor, and over to the north you've got a storage area which has some external access as well.
And as far as we know, they can't get in anywhere else.
Burning through the hull would take a long time, and it would give the defenders plenty of time to mass forces to deal with it. Yeah, they have some lasers, some of them. Okay, got about 12 lasers total.
Okay.
There are plenty of them to wield the lasers, but most of them have spears and things.
Didn't shoot a robot with a laser, did we? We don't know if they're in any way resistant.
We were shot at by a laser.
That bit I remember, and I'm sure you do. But I'm just wondering in terms... I was pretty effective with a pistol. So they can't be that tough if we get reasonably accurate.
To be fair,
fire.
Your ammo is armor piercing.
Well, you know.
Well, that's worth knowing.
Just as a general technological background, your tech base does have laser weapons, but they tend to be quite finicky and delicate and specialized. So you know, maybe a sniper might carry one, but it's not a thing that your regular troops might have much to do with.
Was there anything about the surfaces of these robots with my knowledge of physics that would suggest they would be resistant to an intense beam of light?
Well, give me a physics and a do roll.
Oh, that's what I was aiming for. Thank you. Oh, shit. Now I'm mixing up my new and old dice.
Oh, God.
Oh, double
now
six.
Now you're forgetting about which game they were originally for.
Obviously, you need a tag label on each of them. I can do you a nice line in really tiny RFID chips.
I have rolled a 16.
Okay.
That's
so
quite good. You bring up the schematics.
I rolled a double six and I get plus four.
So, obviously they're armoured. You've seen the thickness of the armour. things that would, if it were optimized to defend against laser weapons, you would expect it to have spaced armor, maybe, or and particularly a polished outer layer. And it does not, and they do not seem to have either of those things.
Okay, so there's no obvious defenses against lasers other than they're made of metal.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay,
but even so, generally speaking, I like to give a hefty piece of metal a fair amount of kinetic energy.
I do
energy.
Believe a slug thrower would do the trick. Yes, particularly an armor piercing one.
Yeah, just get myself in a reasonable position. What was the range on that thing?
I think I'll be more useful as a sort 40. Of...
shield.
As a blunt object?
Probably, barricade. Yes. Yes, exactly. As a barricade. Any of those things.
Yeah.
The first...
Roger.
Yeah, go on.
Sorry, I was going to... Do we know if they have previously seen action at the northern barricade?
All three of these points have been attacked in the past.
Mm. Is that just Moonrock outside this set of red arrows on the northern one?
Yes. All right. The red arrows are just to say these are the attack points.
Should we split up between the barricades?
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Jethro, could you give me some sort of tactics-type role, or did anybody else have tactics?
I'd like to stay with Jethro, please.
That's not tactics, that's survival.
Yeah. Well, I've got survival, I haven't got tactics.
If this were fate, I'd be a run against Canada.
Double threat, Ronald again. So, is this against Int or against education?
Int, I think.
Okay, so that's fine. So that's 10. I mean, that's both, you know, I mean, this is kind of, I mean, he has done this before.
Mm-hmm.
Worryingly often, actually.
So you reckon with the secondary access and the storage bay, that's something the Vitruvians could defend reasonably effectively with the troops they've got.
Okay.
Because basically they can say, right, they are going to be coming through this specific point, and so we can lay down a killing zone directly in front of that point.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the main corridor, there are two separate places they can get through because of the two original tracks, and that would be harder work. So there's a thing to consider.
We could deal with some way of slowing their progress as well, keep them at a bit of a range.
George, are you any good with a weapon?
Can we not put George in a position where he might die? Because that's going to get awkward.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that we actually want George to live quite keenly.
Mm-hmm. And me. So we're in the...
But you've already shown that you're pretty much indestructible.
True. We still hide behind it, don't we? So I was thinking about possibly digging out a sort of small trench area in front of that northern part, because looking at the... I don't think they're going to be capable of jumping.
But some of them can fly.
Not the two we've seen.
George is not great with a pistol, but he knows his way around one.
Yeah, as long as he can defend himself if it comes to it. But let's have him continue working on what he's working on, or at the very least, looking at the scanners and seeing where the threats are coming from.
Mm. Now, I'd quite like George to be as inside as possible.
Yeah, so he can do something like that.
On the grounds that if he goes down, our language...
Yeah.
Well, is then fixed at where we're at this point. Presumably, George is sending stuff to the ship, which is sending stuff back to us as language translator type. In essence, we've got an app on our systems, which is being patched on every couple of minutes.
Yeah, basically, you can point to a thing in a phrase book, and it will put up the relevant phrase in Alien, and they can point to a thing on your screen, and it will put up their relevant phrase in Human. That kind of thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's not super sophisticated, but...
But it's going okay. And
yeah. As long as we've got... we can bring up pictures of objects, we can hopefully get past the basics of, you know, planets. You go there?
Yeah, go here. We can probably make... To yeah. Felix's question, do we have any diggers? I don't know if we can stand out there digging.
I don't know how much time we've got. Are we anyway estimating...
So have we decided where is the bunch of...
Well, they can defend the south part, is that right? It's the middle
It's the middle bit they can defend, isn't it?
No, it's the middle bit
that you reckon would be hardest for them to defend.
So at least...
Because that's got the twin track.
The bulk of us should be there.
Is there... Okay, so... we've been in that hexagon
building,
haven't we? And that was the way we actually went in and kind of got spooked them a little, actually quite a lot. Is there a way for us to do something at the entrance to the from the tunnel into that building there? I mean, is there anything where we could partially collapse it or something like that? I mean, to be blunt, I'm not that panicked about it staying.
No, we're in pressure suits. Are the Vitruvians got pressure suits?
Yes.
What will happen to them if we depressurize? Well, they should probably get in
there. That bit there is depressurized anyway.
Yes, yeah. But as there's going to be some. At least some slug throwers.
All three of these potential combat areas are currently depressurized.
Yes.
Okay, all right. So they'll all be in pressure suits.
This is the thing that the module is silent on, but... yeah.
Makes sense.
Jethro, you look like the sort of chap who habitually carries explosives. Do you have any on you?
No, I don't, unfortunately.
Oh, bother.
And at the moment...
Look like you picked the wrong week to give up smoking.
Does the lander have any weaponry?
I was just about to ask that.
If these things mass in an area before they come along to us, can we...
Well, can she just reverse onto it and fire a thruster?
You could potentially hover Entdecker over it, but it's quite vulnerable to return fire when doing that.
Okay.
Anything less than that is unlikely to get through the wall material.
Right, so we're not going to be able to collapse the building.
Is that robot still charging in that area? Or is it unplugged and whatever?
It's not there anymore.
Okay.
So it could be charging.
Do we know if the cable's still there?
What are you thinking? Just stand on the end of it?
I'm just wondering if we can use it in some way. Oh, potentially booby trap it. We've got engineers, but, you know, use it to block the corridor. For example.
My other thought is, again with the ship, is we could potentially use it for kinetic strikes. The problem is it's going to be they are going to be incredibly unwieldy. So what you could do is go out, put something at the front of the ship, fly forwards down towards where we wanted to go, and then she breaks slightly and it carries on. That works. But it's
how
not
long
accurate.
Is it going to take to arrange that, though, to get something on the front? I don't think we've got.
I don't know how long we've got, but it feels like not very long.
Yeah.
What we need to know is, are they going to try and outflank us?
The main problem is Yvonne's on her own.
Yeah.
But when
it comes to these robots, if we know where they are, or can find out, if we can account for all of the ones that are there, and hopefully these guys know how many there are.
Well, the information you're getting is mostly from the drones and a bit from sensors.
Right. Can we communicate with them to ask how many of those enemy robots there are? Because if they've been up against them for a while, it's a bit like people studying orca pods, isn't it? I mean, they get to know them.
That's not
the best comparison, perhaps. if you see a robot with a dead salmon on its head, wearing it as a hat, then it's just like an orca pod.
Accounting for the one that you took out up over at the landing pad, 14 of the small ones, three of the larger ones. That's the other image you've got that you've seen but not engaged. Mm-hmm. Hello, Carrie. And
are there any
One that you haven't seen that they seem very edgy about talking about.
Hmm. So that's what? Mechquake we're going to have turning up at any moment.
Brilliant. Big jobs.
Big jobs.
Any of you have any psychology or anything of that nature?
I...
Leadership?
I've got investigate.
Not really. It's really more... What, yeah, pick up the undertones of what these guys are saying.
Oh. Streetwise.
Through the street-wise lens of a
I guess it would be jack of all trades. So
yeah, you can't
xenology? Can I make a play for xenology?
Yes, okay. Penalties, but give it a go.
Int or edu?
Int, obviously.
Oh, you absolute shitbag. Well, there I've rolled a double one as well, so...
Shrug.
They're very happy.
There's something weird about the way they talk about that one.
Has anybody got deception?
But they are aliens.
Yes,
I have.
I've got deception too.
That would be the logical...
Or have I?
That would be the logical one, because again, you've got to know, you've got to be able to read the other person.
Yeah, but they are different skills. Yeah, so sorry, sense. John, in the episode of Ribbon of Memes about Rashomon, we used that a lot.
One thing Yvonne could potentially do is simply act as a distraction. Because, you know, if she can... you know, launch a pointless, you know, we know it's ineffective, but, you know, fire on one of the buildings behind the robot lines, for example.
Oh, yeah,
that might distract them and cause them to stay back, even though it's not actually going to do anything, because they don't know that.
Right, let's have a look at that.
Do we have anything available that could be used in the way of mines, explosives, something that could be set up?
They do not have any explosives.
No, so they've basically got the reactor, which they'd rather we don't A-team into a weapon.
Yeah, we have got explosives on the ship, or we have the ability to make explosives on our ships.
It's also that area where there's mining.
I mean, basically, it's just, I mean, if they need to know the chemical reactions, I can tell them that. Now, but again, how far away are our ships, and could they just send another shuttle with some explosives?
They could certainly send another lander, and perhaps with a small pack of mining explosives. One question is, where would you land the lander?
Good point. We can't risk losing.
Well, no. I was thinking, is could they just drop it off with it charged on top of the building that we're quite relaxed at getting rid of. So,
reinforced buildings, aren't they?
Yeah, I think the idea is a distraction.
Yeah.
This is some strange usage of the word relaxed that I wasn't previously aware of.
So that building with the knobs on top, is that where they've kind of been?
I never climbed outside.
With the knobs on top.
Can you be more specific as to the shape?
Okay, so if you go...
Bottom left.
Yeah, if you go the bottom left.
No, my entire screen's gone black within the meeting area. Oh, it's gone white now.
It wasn't me this time, I promise.
Oh, no, no, we can see you still.
Yeah, I can't see you. I've got the actual browser there.
Trust me, John. Given the choice between you seeing us or not, I feel that...
He's frozen.
Not as. Are you still, can you hear us? No?
Yeah, I can hear you. Okay. Unless you can't hear me reply.
No.
I can even move my mouse pointer around.
We've lost your video now, so.
I couldn't hear before. This is.
Yeah,
ridiculous.
So we've
you're on red signal.
It's complaining you've got very.
Did you by any chance enlarge that most recent image?
Nope.
Okay, because that most recent image is quite huge, so.
Yeah, no, fool me once.
Right, well, anyway, Mark, could you start with which image you're talking about?
Okay, so looking at the image of the complex as a whole.
Yeah, the first one.
The building in the bottom left.
Which has
various knobs on top of it.
We're back.
And back.
Hello.
There we are. We can see you again, which is even better. Is that where they were hanging out? Because we were getting movement from inside there, weren't we?
That was where, yeah, factory zone, basically. That was one of the places they were hanging out where it was relatively easy to spot them. But also there was actual machinery, presumably being used for robot repair or something of that nature.
Yeah. Because I'm thinking that if we get another ship to basically drop things on top of it, it's going to be a distraction if nothing else.
Mm-hmm. If feasible.
Well, I was going to say it can't hurt, but I'm not entirely sure that's 100% true.
I mean, so another possibility is, two possibilities really. We could try and look in the area that connected to the railway tracks, because that was mining associated, and see if there's anything there that will be useful.
Can I keep glancing? Sorry, Tim, to interrupt. I just want to keep glancing at the monitor to get some idea of how long we've got before we make these elaborate plans.
Mm-hmm. Okay, do you have a skill for evaluating that kind of thing?
Oh, I should think so. Let me have a look. I reckon.
Or you ask your military expert, who definitely does.
Yes, I'm not sure. Can you get some idea, Jethro, of the way they're... Do they look like attack is imminent, or are they mustering, or what's happening here?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that that's kind of tactics, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
It feels like it to me, yeah.
It feels like a tactics role.
Excellent.
That's not a brilliant roll, though. That's only 7, I'm afraid.
Okay. Your rough guess, given that you now know how many there are involved, and so you can see how many of them are getting together in the various jumping-off positions, somewhere between 30 minutes and 2 hours.
All right, that's helpful. Sorry, Tim, carry on.
Yeah, so I was thinking there's two things, one of which is if there's a path to that area with the mining railway, we could see if there's anything useful there to scavenge. We could also, if we expect them to come up through those tunnels towards the occupied complex, we could also ourselves prepare a pincer movement to get back to the landing pad and then pincer them as they approach. Mm-hmm. Again, it depends on whether we can get there and in what sort of time, and also whether Jethro thinks that's a good idea.
So, looking at the picture, in essence, the red team have got two ways of leaving their base. One is to the shopping complex, which is the hexagon thing. The other is to the landing pad and then up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are they mustering at both points, or are they just mustering at one of them?
They don't really have a base as such. That's the thing. There isn't a central robot facility where they are all coming from. They are starting up from all over the complex, where they have been recharging or whatever, and moving into their positions. You're certainly getting the impression that yes, this is going to be a three separate prong attack.
Right.
So some of them are going to be coming. So the ones coming from outside.
Yeah, are leaving from the basically the commercial dome that you went through earlier, and leaving through a lock from there to move in cover towards the storage area.
So we've got, what, about 5 robots in each? Are they equivalently spread out?
That's probably a useful thing to know. I mean, are they roughly... They don't seem to be concentrating in any one particular location. They're just...
Well, we don't know what Big Jobs is like, do we?
We don't know what Big Jobs is like.
He might be a toilet cleaner robot, for all we know.
It's just toilet cleaners are highly esteemed on the planet.
Yeah.
Do we want to try a rapid strike before they launch theirs?
Well, yeah, if we can get a... But I don't know how quickly they can manoeuvre. If we sort of go at them and they can move faster than we can, we may be caught outside our defences.
Well, yeah, this is...
I think we need to get decent, reasonable range shots, if we can disable them at least, or disable their weaponry. I've only got one spare magazine, however, one replacement magazine, but that still means I've got over 40 shots left.
Have they got enough spare lasers for us? I mean, not that I'm suggesting I take one, but if anyone wants one.
Are you carrying a weapon of any sort?
Oh, just my mind. Mason?
I have got a spare gun.
Why are you
anything at all?
they do not have any spare lasers. They have a total of 12 okay. between all of them.
I have got a spare pistol. I would prefer not to give it to the doctor.
No, I would prefer not to have
you
a weapon.
You remove all but one slug, put that in the chamber, hand it to them and say, in the event, you know.
I'm literally no good with any kind of weapon except my fists, which may not be the best method to attack a robot.
I haven't actually defined what the weapon was that I got from mustering out.
What did you muster out from?
Scouts.
Hey, hang on. I seem to remember a comment that we've been... We've been shafted on the old skill pops.
Yeah, extra skills, yes. Thank you for reminding me. I hope I was not forgotten.
Thank you. Who was it who pointed it out?
Was it Gail? Can't remember.
Anyway, thank you very much.
It's when you get promoted, I think. Let's check.
So for every rank we have in a different thing, we should get an extra skill roll. Something like that.
Something
or for every
like that.
Every rank minus one, because presumably you don't get one at the first rank. Which if true means
every promotion
I need...
you get a skill, yeah.
Yes.
I thought, is this not something else? Because that's just normal.
Well, we were supposed to get... We get a skill roll on top of our skill that we would have normally got when we get promoted.
Right, I don't know if I've got enough or too many then. I've no idea.
Well, so I got promoted twice as a journalist and once as a scholar, so I think I should get three. I never got promoted as a bum.
Basically, if you're taking the full role approach, any time you make you succeed in advancement and get a higher rank, you get an extra skill table role for that career.
Oh,
right.
Yes.
Okay.
So I think I get two journalists and one scholar, according to that.
No, I think I'm probably quite a few down there because I'm a colonel.
Mm.
I always thought you were a bit of a nut.
Space him.
Right, I think that's right then. If I reach rank 3 as journalist, I need two more roles on journalist and one more on scholar. So it's only three extra roles.
Yeah, so any of the tables that you would have been eligible for at that point.
Well, thank God you've got that, because what we really need now is a highly trained, well-rounded journalist to take out the laser.
It's just possible one of those roles is laser shooting.
So it's possible that a keenly worded article
of the killer robots, and I need to ask you very importantly: how does this make you feel in your innermost soul?
Ask them why, and then after a few minutes, they'll start emitting smoke and explode.
Yes,
wouldn't that be nice?
Here's some tea to add to your no tea in your inventory. Is it the core book 2300? No, it's the traveler.
Core book one, isn't it?
No, 2300 book one has the
roles,
the Drifter career, which is the
It's the Mongoose Traveler core rule book.
So I got a promotion in Freelancer.
That comes under Drifter.
Yeah, so I should get another role under
that. That is 2300 Core, page 12.
Okay.
There will be
mine might be the actual Traveler rule.
Yeah, I'm just searching for the Journalist first. Journalist comes under Entertainer, which is page 30. Ooh.
Who have we just lost?
No, John. But I think he's just disappeared to...
And Marine is page 32.
Now, if this seems like bad audio to our listeners, just imagine we're playing Blades in the Dark and we're working out what we'd done in the past to help us in this current situation.
I suddenly remember that.
Yes.
Right, okay. I'm
it's Entertainer, that's why I'm getting
confused. Let me roll on the Advanced Education table.
So any of the six skills
Yeah,
skillless. Oh no, fine. Yeah, I, no, it doesn't matter. Yeah,
brilliant. Okay,
so none of these were guns.
That gets me one of the skills that I was after, which is
Forward observer.
It's explosives. Because it suddenly occurred to me that, well, actually, it didn't suddenly occur to me. I have realised that Jethro is would find explosives for quite a lot of the things that he does. Really, really useful.
I am now better jack of all trades than I was.
Does it matter which thing you roll on?
No.
Any of the skills or training tables for the career?
No, that's
yeah, any, anything that you could choose as a regular thing for being in that career.
Oh, I got jack of all trades too. Is three the max for jack of all trades? Right. I was hoping to get some more dexterity, but never mind.
I have got some electronics.
You can choose to have some more dexterity instead. You could even choose to have some more intelligence.
Okay.
I've got social has gone up again, which is not what I needed. Oh. Can you get above 12?
Don't think so.
No, so that was a wasted roll.
So pick something else.
Dexterity, I think. Seven, still nothing though, is it? But it gives me a bit of extra.
So that's one.
Alright, that's my journalist one.
An extra one in gun combat. Now, very important question, mes amis. Do I put a box up my gun combat for slug thrower, or do I put a box in laser so I actually can do multiple guns?
Are we likely to use lasers ever again? I don't know. I'm not trying to put you off.
We've got the axis of making lasers on the ship. We've also got the axis of making ammo for the guns that I currently have on the ship.
Then I don't know.
No, neither do I. That's the problem. I am going to go for... No, I think I'm going to... I think first one is I'm just going to...
Does 8 give you any bonuses?
Gun combat laser.
A stat of 8, does that give you a plus?
No. It's 9. 9 is the minimum.
In that case, I won't up my dex. I'll up my intellect twice to finally get a plus 1 on intellect, and that's me done.
Okay.
It wasn't all that helpful.
Right, okay, I've now got electronics computers at 1 and pilots small at 1.
Oh, for the love of God, stop going up and then wondering why it looks rubbish when you realise that you're looking at the bloody journalist stuff.
Hey! If it's any consolation, I couldn't have got a weapon skill from any of those particular scholar or journalist, funnily enough.
Just remember, in the classic recon role-playing game, journalists are only ever found in bars.
I hated that. We had to play it loads, and I really hated it. Anyway, Jack of all trades 2 means that I get minus 1 to something I'm not familiar with. Is that right?
Oh, yes.
That's not bad.
Oh, you're the same as me.
Hey, yeah, I'm more of a Jack.
And Fleetwood Mac.
But no, I didn't get any gun skills.
Problem, though?
I did roll on the one.
Dropped off.
That's weird. I wasn't at the.
Yeah, you left and then you left. We have. I've got.
Access your camera.
I've got slightly cleverer and I'm slightly better jack of all trades, but that doesn't help in this current situation.
Right, so my vac suit is now 2.
Recording still running, John?
Seems to be.
Good.
So I think anywhere where you're a higher rank than 1, John, you get an extra roll on your skill table.
Yeah, I thought I'd already done that every time I got promoted.
Well,
I can't remember.
It's possible
I don't think
you did.
We got 2 rolls. Oh, maybe you were following the rules instead of listening to the rest, which might be
wrong. Yeah, I wasn't saying you should do this, but you may well have read it and decided to do it anyway. It should be entirely reasonable. So,
anyway, I'm still no more use in this fight. Except that I got slightly fewer penalties if I do try and use a gun.
So we'll just have to look forward to your memoirs then.
The laser clicks empty. I picked up a spear and ran forward.
It's not autobiographical.
Robots, thousands of them.
Unfortunately, I'm only trained in unarmed combat.
Same as me.
I do not plan to attempt against these robots.
I feel robot unarmed combat, canonically not a good idea.
There are several martial arts style for it in GURPS Red of Steel, Will to Live.
Yes, I have read them.
I'm unconvinced. Having seen some martial arts with Elliot Tree, I don't think they'd actually help you in a real fight at all. They're very sporty.
Most of them aren't intended to be used in
sports. No, they're sports. But a couple of them are.
You're the ones that are banned for using sport.
Yeah. You talk to an actual fighting martial arts expert, and without exception, they will say that the best weapon you can have in a fight is a good pair of feet and a good pair of running shoes.
Yep. Run like hell.
There was some SAS commander who was like, in a knife fight, pick up a chair. It's literally the best thing to keep them away from you.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, I believe his name was Fairburn. You may have heard of him.
Best way to win a knife fight is make sure you kill the other bugger before he has a chance to pull a knife.
Yes, don't get into a knife fight. You've already snapped his neck.
Right.
Okay.
Sadly, the Chicago way is not available right now.
Are we having a coherent plan here?
Okay, so I now have explosives.
That's handy.
I also have heavy weapons something, level one.
I'm not sure if that's reassuring or not. the vagueness that makes me worry.
Yeah.
Just picking up a minigun and weighing it in his hands again. Yeah. Okay. That's not reassuring.
What else did I increase? My gun combat slug is now 2.
Next time we fight a slug, you'll be right up against it.
Yeah, when the young Roger first grabbed Traveller, I met this term slug carbine, which was used with no explanation.
Oh,
bless.
Yeah, makes sense, right? They need specially adapted weapons.
Yeah, if you're in Dune, slug carbines fire very, very slow bullets that can get through the shield.
Get through the shield.
Yeah.
Mark, for reference, heavy weapon specializations, you've got artillery, which is basically anything in direct fire, portable, which is your missile launchers and flamethrowers and stuff like that, and it would be
portable.
Yeah, fair enough.
Because
including plasma guns.
Yeah. And good. Portable does not have an E there.
Plasma guns in this setting go clunk a lot.
Yeah.
I don't want to be anywhere near anyone who has a plasma gun. My general experience with plasma guns in games.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okie dokie. Alright. Were you coming up with the
plan? They're not quite the definition of the realistic plasma gun, which I remember somebody saying. Basically, you take a stick of dynamite and you and the other guy each hold onto an end of it and then you light it.
I thought that was a flamethrower. Okay, Jim, did you have a plan? In fact, it sounded to me like you were formulating a plan.
Well, I was suggesting we try going down to the back to the landing pad and either seeing if we could retrieve some explosives or similar or useful tools from this building that seems to be connected with mining, or trying to outflank the people. That was my initial plan, but then there was also the suggestion we try and do a rapid raid on one of these groups of robots before they can launch their attack.
I look down at my arm pointedly, then look back up. It sounds like a perfect plan, of which I will not be a part.
Of course, you're injured.
Yes. I expect my purple heart will arrive any time soon.
And you have the white stripe on the slit on the sleeve of your suit that indicates you're a registered coward.
That's a good fetting detail. I like that. No, mate, you can't fight me. Look, see.
It's for medical reasons.
Yeah.
I'm allergic to pain. Yeah. Come up in all welts when I get hit in the face.
Love it in a setting where that actually works.
Hey, fast talk. Believe me, you can make it work in any setting you want.
And here's a grenade. Skill.
What should we do? Well, we could either then, I guess, Chim's plan of going out and taking the fight to them, or we split up and Barricade the barricades.
If we're going to go out, we don't want everybody going out. We need the barricades manned, because we're going to need to charge back as quickly as possible and jump behind the barricades while somebody gives us covering fire.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody we trust. So not you, Dr. Sradish.
Well, I hate to say it, in that technique, I'm probably better going out. I'm a faster runner and a poor shot. So, I
and
don't know.
And covering fire, right? It doesn't have to be accurate.
No, covering fire does have to be accurate in one very important sense. I'm prepared for it to be inaccurate as long as it's not wildly inaccurate. See, mm-hmm. basically, anything that the Americans have ever done.
Mm-hmm. Yes, true.
Well, we all know the archetypal friendly fire.
The military colours are red, white, and blue on blue.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're largely set. We've just kind of got our personal weapons, and we just need to sort out the best target to try for.
Got any man portable anything?
Yeah, they've got 12 lasers.
Anything heavier than that?
No.
Could strap a brick to it.
We have to hope that all of the robots have used up everything except their lasers, really, don't we?
They did seem to have, didn't they? Presumably they're not
the
getting a lot of resupply.
You would presume that they didn't just use a few of them and then keep the rest in reserve.
Maybe,
but
they
there's
do,
still
yeah.
big jobs we don't know about. I'm yeah. a bit concerned. And I think we need to be doing concentrated.
Could we not call him big jobs? He might Why? Be wee jock or something, for all we know.
Wee
job of the hut.
I'm just. It creates a sort of demoralising image. I feel like we should be staying positive.
No, but I think it'll work very well when he appears and obviously doesn't live up to his
Okay. Maybe it's an ironic title, like Little John.
Yes, like Lofty or, you know, Big Bollocks. I don't know. I mean, Big Bootay.
I didn't know you'd been in the Marines.
Not very far in.
So I suggest if we are going to do a raid, we should do a raid on the people mustering to...
Robots.
On the robots, not the people. On the robots mustering to come round to the side entrance.
Yeah,
because they're the closest ones.
Do we know?
What's the smallest group?
Because we don't want too many of them or we will simply get overwhelmed. I know we've got a bit of a...
As John indeed has been.
Yeah, everybody's
really
frozen,
not behaving,
which either. Means really I think I'm frozen. Okay. Bum.
Yeah, so you can't say reliably... Yeah, you don't have full real-time video or anything like that, but it looks as if there are about 12 of them attacking, and it's more or less an even split, though obviously it's not clear which of them are going... You know, the bigger ones are more capable. Not clear which of those are going where.
Yeah.
Do I think get a view of the big one, which I have just added to the maps page?
Oh, it's got opposable thumbs.
Has got manipulators, hasn't it?
And a sword, down like that.
Oh, perhaps that's a data interface device.
I think it's going to interface with something.
Yes. Yeah, fair point, yes.
You have now been interfaced.
That does look like a Gatling gun to me. Now, I'm going out of a limb limbs here, lads.
Yeah.
It is out on a limb.
Mm-hmm.
But, well...
And those look like rocket launchers. Fantastic.
He may have run out of rockets.
What can we do about... Because I think if there's anything we can do to impede them approaching... I don't know what works against tracks,
so,
though.
So, have they got to the... shopping mall yet, or are they
yes.
on their way?
There at least some there.
I'm wondering whether Shim, how good is Felix with weaponry?
Not very.
not very being not at all, or you know, are you using your
I've got jack of all trades.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a no.
I do not have a bonus to dexterity.
It's quite like a spanner, different grip, you know.
I also still don't know what my weapon actually is.
Let me give that a thought. John's just posted not going well.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
on the other hand, I see
Hello.
Well, I don't see you, John, but we can see your...
Sense your presence.
We sense your presence. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you. Mm-hmm. And I can see you now. The internet connection, everything is brilliant. I have no idea what the problem is, but I suspect my machine is starting to stagger a little.
Mm. Maybe just need a bit more RAM, but I don't know.
Shim, which country's scouts were you working for?
The German.
Yeah.
He's a German. Sorry.
Well, that's not good. That's Austrovedia. Well, that's actually vaguely plausible. Straker P11 might well be.
I mean, that's my backup pistol.
So that's under handguns?
Yeah, page 69.
Oh, yeah.
It's the most powerful handgun you can get.
Oh. Cool.
Don't fall for it.
In no way, shape or form is Jethro compensating, but...
Mm-hmm. Okay, I will add that to my equipment.
Actually, looking at it, I suspect a Model 6 might be more to the point.
Okay. They've got a nice big magazine as well.
It's not huge. It does nearly as much damage, but it has a bigger magazine and it's better at getting through armour. So.
Cool. Yeah, I will grab one of those and some spare ammo.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Okay. Oh yeah, I remember. I couldn't remember what tech level we were using when I was picking equipment. So that's why.
Mm.
Okay. So I'm happy to have a go with it. If you can think of any way that we can slow down these things with the tracks, I don't know what would work, and especially didn't would work in lack of atmosphere.
Yeah, you don't really get much impression of scale from those photos. The walker you've seen before is more or less human height. The one with the tracks is quite a bit bigger. It'll only just about fit in these passages.
Because I'm guessing even chucking some high friction oil or something might not do very much on those things.
Well, probably designed. Well, I mean, they can deal with the moon regolith dust.
That's probably about
the best thing I can think to bugger up a tracked vehicle.
If it's low gravity, they're not going to be pressing down on it to build friction.
No, but there's a ton of static on this kind of thing that just basically sucks the moon dust up. I don't know.
If we can get some oil, we could try it. Otherwise, I don't know. String stuff across the corridors, you know.
Maybe 20 minutes.
I was thinking we could ask the Petrugians to do that.
Spare power packs.
They've passed out the ones with the lasers to the guys with the lasers.
Which is fair enough. any other power packs for things?
Some low demand stuff. Tools and so on.
I'm guessing the thing that I could really freak for an improvised explosive.
You might get a good flash out of it, but you don't think you get much of a bang.
No. Hmm. I mean, I'd like, I think, to go forwards to the where the shopping mall kind of starts. There was a reasonable amount of cover going back the other way, I seem to remember.
Not much in the tube. Once you get into the dome, yeah.
Let's try and meander along, I think. That's probably going to be about the best, my best idea.
Okay.
I've got a rough idea where things are because I've got
a rough idea, yeah. You, what, strolling along, sneaking, what?
I think we probably do want to be sneaky if we can.
Okay.
I've rolled worse.
Reassuring.
So
it's not a
be...
double one, at least.
No, so that's 8.
Okay. Supposed by that, which is... Oh, yes. We have some recon skill, don't we? Yes, we do.
I've got recon on 1, if that helps, but it's probably not the right... It's probably... I don't think I want them to be using my recon skill, please.
Well, the good news is that the laser shot misses you.
That is good news. I can testify to that.
Okay, so I've not got to the...
Yeah, you're in the corridor. You're taking what cover you can, but something down there by the lock has just shot at you.
Okay, can I make a recon roll? Can I spot it?
Yeah, give me a roll.
Oh, that's a bit better. So that would be recon using intellect, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
So that would be 10.
Yeah, it looks like one of the type Bs. I don't think you've seen one in person before, but...
And it was using a laser?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how far away is it?
Oh, let's see.
Bearing in mind, I've got my heads-up display and my...
Oh, yeah, yeah, you can find the range easily enough. I'm just checking the... probably about 100 yards.
Oh, it's past... Yeah, so it's or past... Yeah, so it's okay. So he's got the drop on me rather than at the moment because mine's only got a range of 80. So, well, I mean, obviously that's the first range, and then I'm on negatives. Yeah. But strange, you see, that it's almost like all everything I've got is designed for ship to ship combat. Me being a Star Marine.
Well, just imagine that they're little ships.
Yeah.
It's worth a try.
Blow the airlocks, get inside. That's how you fight a robot.
Well, yeah.
Don't like it up them.
No.
Nobody likes it up them, do they?
Nobody likes it up them. John, you suddenly appeared.
Yeah, I'm trying to get this thing to operate on best performance, lowest quality. Which isn't help. Strangely, when I do that, the person who suffers the most is Nick. I don't know if it's the distance.
I am high quality, it's hard to squeeze me into
the low. If we all go to the second step on the performance settings, that may help.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Less incoming video for John's machine.
Let's
try it.
So I'll have to discuss computers with you at some point.
It's the speedometer icon that brings up a box with four things you can choose, and the second one is the one to go for because the first one has no video at all.
Yeah. Okay, so that should be 2 for me.
Okay, yep, should be done.
Nick has now been replaced by a potato made from Lego.
that's me on high quality.
Right, so, during all the stuff that was going on there, just to catch up, have we split up here?
Jethro has gone out to do a recon towards the commercial dome, and there appears to be opposition.
He's proven to be an excellent distraction.
Yeah.
Should we go the other way then?
I think so. Yeah.
Well,
he's heavily armoured.
Back to the lander and.
I happen to have recon. I'm not good at it, but I have it.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to back away then, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not in a position where I've not in enough cover to have a gunfight with something that is in a fixed location.
It doesn't appear to be continuing to fire once you back off.
Yeah. So I will say, there's one of those number twos.
Big jobs.
That's a number three.
Well, if they're planning to if they're planning to come out through an airlock onto the moon.
Well, no, they already are.
Hmm?
They already are. There is a bunch of them wandering around on the moon at the moment.
Ah, I missed that part.
Yeah. So the ones that are going to be attacking from the north are coming from the moon.
Yeah.
Sorry, my neighbour across the road has just opened the back of his car and three balloons have fallen out.
Fallen?
Yes. Flown.
Yes, air balloons.
Right.
Have they gone up?
No.
Has he murdered a clown?
Oh, what chance would be a fine thing? I feel he was not expecting this.
Yeah. Well, shall we go out and try to take him on?
Well, I'm thinking we should go out and take a pot shot at some of the others.
So the ones outside, we said the one that they're actually in a reasonably good defensive position to defend against, or were they the other ones that
the feeling you got was that the storage area and the secondary access probably the Vitruvians can handle because there's basically only one space they can get through in each case.
Yes.
So they can concentrate all their fire on that and, one robot at a time. Whereas the main access, you've got at least two points and they're both quite wide.
Yeah.
Right.
That's the middle area.
Yeah.
Oh, which is where I've just scouted along.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, back away now.
Can I do some... Did you get hurt?
It missed. Not by much.
Nat's
pube, I believe, is the technical measurement.
Yeah, because I think the initial suggestion was we try to get in there first and weaken one of the attacking groups so that we're in a better position to hold off the others.
Yeah.
So, it looks like we can't do that on the middle group.
I'm quite keen on not really doing too much now, because if there's one there now, they're at a position where... This is where I need to be.
They're already in the better position than we are.
And I would really, really like Mason to be here as well as the other decent shot.
Bastard.
As the other decent shot.
Well, I can head over there if you like.
Yeah, I'm kind of quite keen on the two of us.
It just seems like that's yielding all the initiative to them is the thing.
Yes.
We just basically hole up.
Yes. And if I had...
But this would still put us further ahead of the barricade, wouldn't it?
So, if I had the grenade launcher that I'd looked long and lovingly at, and then decided no, he wouldn't have taken that with him on a spaceship, you fool.
Probably you wouldn't have done, would you?
No.
Yeah, there were some piddly little rules about things like that.
Yeah, I mean, I've kind of pushed it slightly, quite a lot, with the combat shotgun, I feel. But, yeah.
Well, some people just say, oh, well, it's a shotgun, that's okay then. That generally, these are people who've not seen it.
People go, that's quite big and looks like it will fire very fast. When I get back to the barricade... I'm going to guess that the laser guns haven't got any form. Well, no, they won't have any form of integrated sighting or anything like that.
No, I mean they were designed as weapons, so they got basic sights rather than just look down the barrel. But
yeah,
nothing terribly advanced.
Yeah,
have we got any reflective materials that could be added to the barricades?
Oh, that's a good idea. All these tinfoil hats I'm wearing.
Get out there and get polishing, Dr. Radish. Here's a microfiber cloth that came with my glasses.
Anyway, I can help.
Certainly, yeah, you could certainly help. You can certainly aid that a bit.
Yeah, anything that can potentially scatter a stray bolt rather than letting it blast straight through the barricade would be terrific.
Yeah.
Damn this fashion for burnished steel.
So, Jethro, do you want me to just take a sort of, as much as I can, a sniper position at the barricade?
Yeah,
I mean, I've got a 40-metre range. I'm not quite sure.
No. I actually want you head down and away at the moment until they start coming within range.
Would you like me head down as well?
Yes.
Quote of the game.
Doctor.
What happens in deep space stays in deep space.
It's in deep space, yes. What can I get Dr. Radish and Felix
to I am actually. Similar to Felix, I've got a pretty good jack of all trades, even though I'm not. Unlike Felix, I'm not very dexterous, I suspect.
So Felix, I think probably, if he can be doing stuff to improve the barricade, even if it's just like, okay, we're going to make some, I don't know, wedges of steel that we just drop over the top so that basically, you know, they're not going to take direct hits type thing. So, you know, you're going to get glancing shots from the lasers.
Well, I'll polish some shit, yep, it's fine.
What sort of foodstuffs have they got?
The processed plant, basically.
Right, okay. Have you got chemistry?
I have. I'm rather good at it.
Ah, okay.
Sadly, hydroponics does not give you much for fertilizer surplus.
Well, I'm just thinking, but there will be something. I'm just thinking, can he make at least some improvised explosive?
You can try, but it'll be quite hard.
I am thinking that Dr. Radish, if anybody could do it, it's Radish.
Well, if you tell me what chemicals I need, I'm sure I could find something along those
lines.
I've not got explosives.
No, you would know how to, okay.
You just remember all the bit where the lab safety notebook says, don't.
Yeah. So in real life, I haven't particularly got a very high explosive skill. Most of my actual explosive skill would involve black powder. However, with my degree in chemistry, there are quite a lot of explosives I could make.
Some
of which are terrifyingly easy.
I might not have enough time, but I'll have a rummage.
Explosives are basically like antibiotics. Things that will go bang are quite easy to make. Things that won't go bang until you want them to are much harder.
Yes.
I have rolled a 13.
Mm-hmm.
Assuming that was intellect.
Okay, could you also give me a d6 to give me some idea of how long things are taking?
6.
Okay.
I'm a perfectionist. No, yep. It's not ready yet.
Yep. So,
I think you'd probably find it'd be in education anyway, not intellect.
Well, then I got a 14.
Yeah, the time is the consideration here. Yeah. So basically three of you are on the barricade and one of you is still stirring and pouring. When you see the robots start to advance, you also hear the sounds of combat from the north and south spaces. They do seem to have got this coordinated.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm.
Imagine that, the robots could possibly coordinate their attacks. Mm. Well, we're not going to be able to coordinate very efficiently with the aliens, so we'll have to hope they know what they're doing. They've held out this long.
Yeah, you've got about... let's see, George is with you. About half or slightly less than half of the fighting aliens are at each of the other points, and then some of the rest are with you. But they're basically, you know, you can't shout stuff to each other in combat, and their feeling communicated through George is probably better. You know, you guys can talk to each other, whereas we can't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think they're going to have to just do their own thing.
I see.
Well, something ending with that syllable anyway.
Mm. You see, I know it looks like one of your waterfowl, but in fact that is a gigantic alien-eating creature that's bigger than a house. I see. What a homonym, then.
So, pushing aside the debris, you see, coming down the passage towards you, three of the walking large walking bots, and and the one large tracked one.
Okay, now the one I shot before, that was a tracked one, wasn't it?
That was the smallest one.
Small tracked one. There are none of those in this.
Oh, yeah, we've got another. You might not want to open it, but we've got bigger tracked ones with a giant sword and kind of manipulators.
Giant sword?
Yeah,
yeah,
afraid so.
Arms.
I think the artist may have got a bit
each
enthused.
Other and turn into a bloody samurai, I'm going to be very upset. I mean, it'll be cool, but I'm going to be very upset.
And it's a bit more machete.
Probable lasers and what looks like four rocket launchers,
so
maybe.
Got AP4, you know. Right. If they're 40 metres away, I'm going to open. I'm going to establish where the power unit is using my thermal imaging, and I'm going to take my time and aim and shoot at that.
Okay. Sadly, the first thing happens before they get to 40 metres.
Oh. They surrender.
No. Has anybody else wanted to shoot earlier? Because it's going to happen at about 60.
Okay, so I want to shoot at about 80.
Okay.
Yeah, see, I've only got a pistol.
Yeah, range 40.
Mm-hmm. Which one are you shooting at?
That or melee for me.
Let's shoot. I may as well shoot at the big jobby. I'm slightly better than I thought. Partly because I've now got a slightly better skill than I have. But also, because I've got a heads-up display and these are bits and pieces that are mine, I'm kind of assuming that I've got integrated sights.
Mm-hmm.
So there's another plus one from there. But anyway, either way. Luckily that was caught. For the love of God. Right, okay. Sorry, that was...
You can also you can also get a plus three to hit because it's a bit effing huge.
Yeah, okay. So if I get the... including the plus three, I think I'm on 15.
Okay, that will certainly be a hit. Let's have some damage. Okay.
This is where it all gets a little bit less... Because unlike John, I haven't got armour piercing.
Oh.
On the other hand, I am rolling not badly. So that is 18 points of damage. That is quite good, actually.
Blimey.
Okay, that is quite good. That even gets through its armour, which it seems to have quite a lot of.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, bloody... Yeah, because armour piercing doesn't mean anything if it's not really enough.
Well, no, I mean... armour piercing counts against this armour before it starts coming off your damage, so, you know.
Yeah.
Well, unless it's ablating the armour, it's still not much help if it doesn't get through.
Well, you have done some actual damage to it.
Ha ha!
There we are.
Good shot!
Not, sadly, a whole lot.
No, that was kind of my thought.
Never mind, Jethro!
Probably want to start... I've got quite a lot of... quite a large magazine. I probably want to start before they get into close range.
In response, possibly.
Yeah. Yep.
There is a flare from one of its shoulder tubes, and
Shit.
And a rocket comes out towards you.
Hit the deck.
Yeah.
Well, they kept that in reserve, didn't they?
Yeah.
Hey,
take cover behind the barricade as much as we can.
How do you split
between the two barricades? Because you've basically got the central block and then the two passages to either side.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Unfortunately, I'll be behind the barricade.
Yeah, but
the main barricade.
Of the side that it's coming down.
Okay, that's fair enough.
I'll be behind that secondary barricade, I'm afraid, because I'm not much good otherwise.
Okay, so let's just have a look at that.
Rapidly whisking.
Right, Mason, Felix?
Well, I can't bring up the maps at the moment.
I would suggest
so
we have one of the good...
people think I'm better.
I'll send a photo on Signal, that might work.
Probably the other barricade.
Yeah, I was going to say, if we have one of the good combatants on either side
see,
and one of the others...
You based on the one shot that just happened to hit. Oh, he's great! By that basis, I'm an ace basketballer because I once was asked to join a team, lobbed the thing, and it went in from the other end of the court.
And you've never played it since.
I walked off after that, yeah.
Yeah, good choice. I've sent a picky on signal.
I'm not playing Ark Nova anymore because I've played three times and won twice, and that is never going to happen again.
So I'd stay and keep playing, lads, but I don't want to unbalance the game, I believe is what I said.
Felix, whereabouts are you?
I'll be with Mason.
Okay. So basically, as far as most of you are concerned, there is an effing huge explosion. As mm-hmm. far as Jethro is concerned, you're in one of the standard environment suits, yeah?
No, I'm wearing
bloody
wearing combat armor.
Yeah, he's in his combat armor.
That may turn out to be a very wise decision. Do you have a spec on it?
Yeah, it's plus 12.
Unless you're attending
protection.
A dinner party.
Okay.
It's
K19.
All his colleagues who did not wear combat armor did not live to regret their decision.
A lot of sharp, pointy things bounce off your armor.
Okay.
Nice.
They're shooting D4s.
The bastards.
The fiends.
No,
it's
morality.
Low damage, sir, but it does not hurt.
It's Lego. Oh my god.
Probably time for us to try some pot shots.
Yeah, basically, the barricade that you were behind has been reduced to fragments.
Oh, yeah. Crap.
Mm.
Brilliant.
Fall back. You, not us.
Right, meanwhile, let's have some initiative. So, higher of dex or int modifier plus 2d6.
I've rolled one double six and two double ones so far.
Well, that would be four dice. How have you managed that?
Well, this time I've rolled two double ones. A double one. Three.
Eight.
It's a shame, because I'm going to turn the tide of the battle when
seven
it comes round to
me.
Slightly worryingly, that three is still faster than the robots.
Good. No, that's wonderful news.
That is good news.
If you run up to it and stick a spear down its missile tube, we're in with a chance.
So it's.
I'm not in the army, Jones.
I'm
all like.
I didn't get a number for Felix.
A 10.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, because you've been playing Lord of Indiana Jones penetrates the intimate circle or something.
That's right, yeah. It's very good. Very good.
Have you tried setting fire to the propaganda?
Well, what it did do was pick up a dynamite stick, and it flashed up. Basically, a little icon said, "Would you like to use your lighter?" Oh, yeah, I pressed it, and he lit the dynamite, and then I didn't know what to do with it. So, if you ever see an Indiana Jones film where he runs around screaming, "What do I do? What do I do?" and then blows up,
I think that's Batman. But
still, remember a LAN party I went to some years ago. We were playing a World War II first person shooter on a map where one side is basically spawning in a parachute drop. And you have to take the island or whatever it is. I still remember hearing from the other side of the room, "Hey guys, what's the parachute key?" Oh, never mind.
A problem that solved itself.
Okay, so Felix, you're up first. There are two of the legged robots coming towards you.
Yeah,
fired any rockets.
That's pretty much the plan, yes. I will attempt to open up on the legs and see if that helps.
Okay, you're currently at 60 metres.
Yeah, so it's going to be minus 2 for range, and I assume there's a penalty for trying to shoot at legs, if that's the thing you can do.
Perhaps they've got wide knees and they're wearing jumpers.
Basically, you can use your aim to try to aim for legs specifically, rather than getting the normal plus, whatever it is, for doing the aim action.
Yeah.
You do get a plus 2 for their size.
Aha, so that will cancel out the range penalty. So it's a flat roll at minus 1. 5.
That is a miss, I'm afraid. Mm-hmm. Okay, Jethro.
Oh, and that's a
bad. As you pick yourself up from the remnants of the barricade.
Okay, if I can shoot at the same place, that would be good.
Shoot while moving
backwards. You're on the other side. You've got the big one and one of the walkers.
Yeah, it's the big one I'm still shooting at.
You haven't hit it yet.
Run away, Jethro.
I thought it was the big one that I shot before.
Oh, yes, of course, I'm sorry. Yes, you were aiming for a specific
I didn't do very much,
before,
but I did something to
him. Yeah, you can go for that.
If I can either... Well, let's go for the same location if I can, roughly where I hit mm-hmm. on the ground.
I'll take your
solid,
aim as being that, yep.
I'm shooting solid slugs anyway, so... that's looking good. Okay. So That is... I've rolled 11. Plus 3 for the...
You need an 8.
Yeah. So, but, I mean, even with the negatives of shooting at a small location, I've hit it.
Okay. I'll give you a give it a penalty on the armour.
Yeah, which is good. That was great apart from that one.
I need to get this cybernetic eye in hand so it can 16. Help with the shooting.
That would be good.
Miss that.
Well, maybe you'll get an eye shot out and it'll give you an opportunity.
Thanks.
Okay. It's not looking seriously wrecked yet, but you are definitely making progress.
I'm hitting it in the same place a couple of times, and I'm hoping that next time it might really start to slow down.
He's an optimist, isn't he?
That's what we need.
Yes.
I'm afraid.
Positive mental thinking.
So, Mason, you're on the side with Felix. You've got two of these things coming up towards you. They are currently undamaged and at range 60 metres.
There's nothing I can do at that range except...
Well, no, you can. You just got to take a minus two to your shooting.
Yeah.
Really? Because I thought its effective range was 40. It doesn't do any effectively do any damage over there. Is that not right?
No. I think it's just harder
to hit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
What's the bonus for aiming then?
Okay, so you get a side action and a main action. They're called something else, but that's how I think of them. Significant and minor. If your main action is attack, you get a plus one if your side action was an aim.
Yep.
And if you're bracing myself, here's the thing to bear in mind: if you're attacking the same target as last time, Mark, bear this, you get plus one per action spent aiming.
Oh, that's useful to know.
Right.
And
so I would be then getting
plus one for laser sight, minus two for long range.
Yeah.
And is there a penalty for targeting a particular spot? And does the fact I've got telescopic vision help?
Okay. What I've been doing is saying instead of the standard aim action, you can say I'm aiming specifically at this spot.
Right.
And that will.
I'm aiming at whatever.
Presumably,
to be
the telescopic sight or your telescopic eye will. Add another,
yeah.
We'll give you a plus one, I'm guessing.
I don't know.
Because it's a bit like if you've got a telescope here and a gun here, they're not actually connected.
Well, no, but if you've got a laser, you're presumably putting a laser pointer.
Don't believe so.
But the thing is, you've got a pretty good view of this thing on the one hand. Yeah, this counts in your favour. On the other hand, it is a warbot which was not designed by an idiot. So there isn't
this
an obvious.
This tragically has come to mind, yeah. All right, so
shoot here
case,
to enable power plant destruction or anything.
So I've got my roll plus skill plus dex, and then
so,
I'm getting
so
minus
specific targets that you can look at that you reckon might be irrelevant. A knee joint is always a favourite.
That will slow down.
The laser emitter, or possibly the rocket pods on its back.
Which might still, yeah.
Or might not, you don't know.
No, I don't. With the thermal, I can work out where the power unit is. That's what I did with the other one.
Yeah, but it's not a fuel cell or anything, it's just a battery.
You don't think it would help putting a bullet through it?
Well, yeah, but, you know, that's the armour is between you and it.
Right. Knee it is. Let's go for the knee.
Okay.
So if I'm getting a minus two because of the range...
Plus two one. Because of its size, so cancel out that.
Okay, so I've got a plus one because of aiming, then.
Yeah.
Right, here goes. After all this, I will now miss. So that's 7, 10, 11. I've got 11.
That will certainly do. So what's your damage?
Armor piercing 4, and a spectacular 7 points of damage, which is not that spectacular.
Okay, sadly
that's... Not bad if you ignore the armor.
You're on target, but... Sadly, you ignore 4 points of the armour. The other 10, however.
Who has an armoured knee? What the...
well, Jethro has armoured everything.
I mean, I realise that standee of Michael Jackson that you've got.
Yeah,
Nick has got four
mine,
knee
it's...
pads for some reason, but...
In case of emergency.
That's to attract the bullets against Michael Jackson, to aim at the armor.
The short version is you haven't actually knocked down its hit points, but you have at least started to blast away some of that armor on that specific place. So,
could
be my help.
And there's at least 14 of these bastards, you said.
And you get another plus one next go.
Yeah. Horace. You can hear the zaps and booms.
Right.
Obviously, they're all dying out there.
Does anyone need a cup of tea?
A cup of nitroglycerine.
I will basically keep... I'll keep whisking. I'm not going to finish an explosive in this time. I'll just keep my eye out on the corridor, make sure nothing's been breached, see if anyone needs anything. Anyone needs anything, let me know.
There are some bits of debris that have flown back towards you.
Really could do with that explosive as quick as you can, Doctor. Really could do with that explosive.
I don't think you should hurry this sort of process. That seems dangerous.
Hurrying it and taking it out uncooled would be an option.
That seems dangerous.
Oh, yes.
They don't call you Dr. Horace Risk-Taker Radish for nothing, though, do they? Or indeed at all.
As you don't make any sudden jolting movements.
Has anyone seen four lions when they're running about next to that sheep? Because I feel like that might be what happens to me. I'll hurry the explosives along. Mm-hmm. That is not a sentence I feel.
Okay, give me a chemistry roll.
To be honest,
you are the man who could do this.
I have rolled 13.
Okay. Good.
Or 10 plus 3.
Yeah. You're going, well, okay. So that will probably be okay. That one will be. Yeah, okay, so if I add those two together at the same time, that's normally a really, really bad thing, and it's going to really increase the vigour of the overall reaction, but it's quite a high flask.
Might be too. I'm going to skip the glitter.
I may have actually said that in anger before now. It's a high flask, don't worry, it won't come out of there. Oh, shit!
I'm going to cut some corners. I'm skipping the glitter step. There's no warning. Warning, this explosive is about to explode. And I guess I'll have to make do without the ribbon and gift wrap.
Okay, meanwhile, Jethro. Both of them shoot at you. The big one misses, the smaller one hits. That'll be 15. Your armor has normal effect.
Okay, so if armor takes normal effect, that takes it down to 3.
So it comes off one of your stats.
One of my stats. I'm going to go for strength, I'm afraid. So 3 off strength is... that takes it down from A to 9 to 8.
7.
7.
Oh, A's sorry, 10. Mark.
Yes, I know. Sorry, I'm doing the old... 0, 1, 2. Oh, look, that's 3 off.
They don't even use hex in this version of the rules.
I know.
Meanwhile, I should have the other ones, the ones that are shooting at Mason and Felix.
Oh, you don't have to.
Yeah, skip them.
That will be a miss and another miss.
Yay.
Right, back to Felix then.
I'd like to continue shooting at the one I was already shooting at.
Mm-hmm.
That
will give you the plus one. That one hasn't been hit yet. The other one has been hit about the knee.
Mm-hmm.
Slightly.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Okie dokie.
Jethro.
Begin a pokey.
Doesn't matter what bonuses I get.
Right, come on.
Not with
I
my
really
vessel.
Do need to start taking this bugger down now. I'm going to go out and saying that a rolling 11 is a nice way to start.
Mm-hmm. You can maintain your aim on that knee.
The hole that I'd already poked through. It's now going in
the weak spot.
Yeah, there's now quite a big. Hopefully,
that's getting an armor reduction.
Yeah. Right, okay, so the 2 sixes you'd maybe think was a good thing. 17.
Okay.
Bloody ones.
You're doing better than the rest of us, Chetto. You said
it's almost like the soldier character in a combat is doing
it's quite handy.
Well.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Amazing.
And hero, I thought was all they did was sit around, drink beer, and fart. I mean, really.
Well, I mean, to be fair, yes, but
he does. That's all we've seen him do hitherto.
Yeah, okay, you have done a fair bit of damage to it. I mean, it's still moving, but it's damaged at this point.
Yeah, hopefully it's going to be less likely to shoot me again.
Okay, I'll leave Mason aside for now. Horace, let's have a dex roll.
Oh, I didn't put my dex up. Let me just... This character sheet, I keep reading my stats the wrong way round, but... All right, dexterity is there. Oh, okay, that's bad. All right. I'm big, but out of shape. Didn't help. I rolled a 3. So that comes down to 2.
Oh.
As in possibly the worst dexterous roll anyone's
no,
ever
no,
made.
No, no, no. It's not the worst, because trust me, once you get down to negatives, that's even worse.
But this isn't related to the explosives I'm hurriedly making, is it?
Oh. The tray you were carrying towards the front line. Okay, let's deploy a luck roll, an innovation which I think started with the hero system. No, don't worry, I'm doing it.
Okay.
So you trip on a bit of barrier debris that wasn't there last time.
Oh no!
And the tray of explosives goes flying. See.
You said you wanted the explosives to you very fast, Jethro.
Jethro, something passes over your head.
Okay.
Was it a joke?
No.
Well, it might turn out to be.
Explosives that the good doctor was making for me.
I had to make a dex roll to get them over.
Me.
Dex roll.
Yeah. He'd almost got to me, and then suddenly a tray full of explosives has gone over my head.
Right. So essentially, what's happened is the job of providing the explosives has been farmed out to Jim Dale in one of the Carry On movies.
Yeah.
He said he wanted them to him as soon as possible.
Mason, before that happened, could I have your action for this one? You've got one with slightly bugged
knee. Again. Yep, same again. So
going for the same bugger knee.
Extra one. That is 6, 9, 10. So that should be a hit. Armour piercing 4 and a slightly better 14 damage this time.
That sounds more sexy.
I used to be a cobot robot like you until I took a slug thrower in the knee.
That's not bad, actually. I'll give you that.
I think it should just be a slug, though, unless it's one of those guys who, when he runs out of bullets, throws them.
Good point.
Thus leaving you disarmed in the face of the enemy. Right.
Until I took a slug in the knee, doesn't it?
It's not... The result isn't immediately obvious. I mean, it doesn't blow the leg off or anything.
40 years from now, he'll be creaking when he gets out of an armchair.
As it moves forward, there's something is making a nasty grinding noise, and it's not keeping up with the other one anymore.
Hey.
Then back to me.
But then you're distracted by an explosive.
Yeah, then something flies overhead. This is only a quarter.
It's all right, it's over on the other side. Don't you worry about it. Don't forget, you've got a barricade.
Can I clarify, are the explosives between me and Jethro, or are they past Jethro?
Not anymore, they're past Jethro.
Okay, alright, so Jethro is between me. There you are, Jethro!
He's your favourite sandbag, isn't he?
and his armour counts twice when it's defending against attacks on you.
Hear that out.
Okay, so let's see. The robot will make an intelligence roll. It's a very smart robot, this. And completely ignore this unidentified thing coming towards it in favour of shooting at Jethro. So, miss again.
Yes.
As will the other one. Right.
Can I just say, standing, even wearing full combat armour, standing in the middle of a bloody corridor, which is basically what I'm doing now, I think is just to basically protect people who've got four arms, and I don't know from Adam. I think I'm actually, I think Jeffro's being a bit heroic
we'll get you
here.
A medal, bloody hell.
Your arm is impregnable. The fact that at the end of this, there'll be completely undamaged combat armor oozing a kind of red jelly from the bottom.
Yeah, sorry, then you just hit the purge cycle and send it to a new recruit.
Yeah.
Felix and Mason, you are being shot at, but without effect. Mason, there's a bit of barricade in front of you that is glowing a lot more than it was recently.
Has something got a laser then? It's
yes.
Been zapping as well.
But hey, looking on the bright side, it hit the barricade, not you, so, you know.
Well, the bright side's on the other side of the barricade, presumably.
And back
not
to...
when you've got a thermal detector. Oh,
okay, back to Felix.
I continue my ineffectual attempts.
Come on, Felix.
Come on.
Come on, one knee down, we can take the other one.
Well,
one knee
at
a time.
There's a limit to how much worse my rolls can continue to get.
Is there?
I'm rapidly approaching it.
Okay.
Fortunately, these are not primitive firearms. We don't have to worry about malfunctions.
Yeah, so far I've rolled 6, 5 and 3.
That's with the bonuses or the rolls?
That's just the rolls. The bonuses have been irrelevant.
You're going to bounce back up any minute now.
You're going to take one out.
And right,
commiserate with one another over a few drinks.
See, 6 and 5, I definitely hit. I might even hit on 3. I might even hit my roll.
You could
you
have
might
done
have a positive number to modify your rolls,
Felix. You could have done so as well with one dice.
Okay, once again, I've rolled 10, Roger. I'm not going to work it out, but
so you're still going for the weak spot on the big lad.
Yeah, I want to basically just take him down if I can.
Mm-hmm.
So please be a big number. Please be a big number. Not great at all. Okay, that's only 13 this time.
Okay, but so that's damage, yeah?
Yeah.
Yep, okay. And got that. So, yep. So you're making progress. That's not as good as last time, but you're getting there.
How many hit points has this damn thing got? I mean, please tell me. I mean, he's at least
got
negatives on shooting me now.
Mason.
Maybe robots don't get that.
Switch target. Same shit, different knee.
So this is the undamaged one that Felix has been shooting at.
Yeah. Let's see if I can help him out on that one. So
I was at an orthopedics conference that had very much the same motto. Now.
So basically, I'm not getting that extra bonus, but I'm going to aim and fire.
Mm-hmm.
That's a 9 plus a 3, though that is a 12 to hit, and then armor piercing 4 and 14 again damage.
Hey,
sounding sexy.
A 6, a 5, and a 3.
Okay, so I think it comes off as 11. This is a new one, but yeah,
I've only got 37 shots left, guys. I will have to change magazine.
I'm still alive. 37 shots through. I'll be quite
okay,
happy.
Okay, and right. Well, Dr. Radish and things pertaining to Dr. Radish, specifically the explosives.
Oh, God. I'm going to hit the ground, having been in midair during my.
I think
my
you
last...
already were on the ground.
Okay.
At least we found something new, Nate.
Right. So, yeah, Jethro actually has the best view of this. The spinning frisbee tray.
As it lands on his
best view.
I don't want a good view of high explosives.
I mean, they're not really serious explosives. They're just a little homebrew lab thing. And there is a bloody loud bang.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it worked. Fantastic.
A fair bit of smoke, which doesn't really billow in the atmosphere, but spreads out.
Uh-huh.
That's all that's immediately obvious from now, but there is at least no return laser fire.
The smoke.
Let's see, does it spread across to the other? No, I think the passages are separate. So there is still fire on the other side, but they are still as accurate as they ever were.
Was that the sort of thing you wanted, Major Jeff, though?
Don't throw it next time.
Just carry it out there and I'll say when.
I'm quite relaxed at throwing it, lad.
Wasn't so much a throw as an air, rapid uncontrolled descent.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Well, I mean, when you find yourself falling over, you can either drop the thing you're holding or you can cling to it tightly. I feel you probably made the right decision here.
Yes.
Well, actually, I think he even better. I think he, as he fell, he just went, what?
I think I flipped it further.
Yeah.
So, back to Felix. You have felt this explosion more than seen it.
Mm. Hopefully good.
That'll be our side doing something really
useful. Okay. I've rolled a 10.
Mm-hmm. Yay!
That's very probably a hit.
Some sort of modifier apply. Minus one for skill will be a 9.
Mm.
Plus 2 for size.
Yep, which counts against the minus 2 for range.
Yeah.
Surely it's within range now.
Yeah, aren't they still moving towards?
Oh, you're probably down to about, it's been about three rounds, about 40 metres by now.
In which case, that's 9, 10, 11, plus one for continuing to shoot. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a hit. So,
12, hit.
Okay, give me your damage and let me know how AP it is.
It is AP4, this excellent. Is 12 damage.
Okay, so that comes off.
Goodness me.
Yep, that's put a fair old crack in it.
Yes, finally.
Okay.
These were all, training shots, whatever you call it.
The smoke is starting to clear, but you can't really see much yet. I mean, there are still shapes behind it, but you can't tell whether they're moving at this point.
Anything on thermal?
Oh, lots on thermal.
Yes, okay, anything useful on thermal.
No, sadly all the smoke is quite hot.
Yeah. Okay, can I continue to shoot where I was shooting before?
Sure.
I'm guessing some with negatives, but I'm going to assume that it's not going to go too far. Mind you, that's not brilliant. I've only rolled 5. Right, so 5, 6, 7,
You've got the plus 2 for size and you don't have the range penalty anymore.
Okay, so 8, 9, and then the aiming and the laser sight is 10, 11.
Mm-hmm. Well, 8's always your target, so.
Yeah, so I'm guessing it's not going to be minus 3, even if I'm shooting blind on the ground. I'm kind of shooting in the same location, and I've got a heads-up display that's saying, that's where you shot.
You may well have hit. Roll some damage, just in case you have.
This is, of course, where the damn thing's been blown to smithereens already, and I'm shooting basically where there was a hole.
A pair of tracks rolls through the smoke with nothing on top.
Do you get anything for rolling 4 of the same number?
No.
12. Is it 4 ones?
No, 4 threes.
Mm-hmm. You can still get the bonus against resolve of hitting the same spot. Yeah, okay.
Slowly the damage is going smaller as well. I'm rolling 4d.
Yeah, on the other hand, there was this explosion, so.
Yeah.
Right, that's Mason.
If the explosion killed it, you can claim a hit for that. I mean, nobody's going to believe the doc did it, are they?
Well, no.
Right, we're out of here. It's knee time again.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to work on my battle cries. Have I still
Miller
got?
Time.
It's knee
have I
time.
Still, put a cap in that cap. No, that's not really. Anyway,
in the cap.
I'll think about it. Have I still got the range penalty? Are they within 40 meters?
They
yet?
Are now within 40 meters.
Excellent.
You still have the plus 2 from size.
Actually quite bad. So that's an 8 that I've rolled, plus 11, 13 in fact. So that's definitely a hit.
Mm-hmm. That's half the damage.
Oh, piercing 4, mm-hmm. And he rolls a 6, 5, and a 5, 16 this time.
Okay, so that comes
I
down
dream
to...
of rolls
you want
like
one of
that.
These guns, don't you?
Okay, and finally Horace, who's still picking himself up from the ground. Okay, so what have we got here? On one side you've got these two somewhat lacking their left knees. I mean, they're still on their feet, just not very agilely on their feet. But what Mason and Felix notice is they seem to lose their coordination. I mean, they were trying to, you know, aim at the same target, take cover one behind the other or over the sides of things, that kind of thing. And they're not doing that anymore. They're just stumbling forwards and eventually...
I have a vague hope that eventually they will walk around in a big circle and go back the way they came. But I'm not exactly pinning my life on it.
Over on the other side, Jethro, there is a... you remember the Entour Nine Legs?
Oh, shit. Yeah.
And takes a couple more paces forward and then falls over.
Oh, thank God for that.
And the other one, which you'd basically been ignoring because it was not a high priority target, is taking a couple of poorly aimed shots through the smoke, but basically retreats.
Yeah.
I wonder if anything can be salvaged from the thing that got blown up.
Mm. Or indeed these ones that fell over.
Yeah, they can still shoot you, though, so I'm not going up to them.
No, we might be able to approach from the back. Can we call George and see if we can find out the situation at the other barricades?
Well, actually, that might be something George
was with you.
Mm. But he's more with the doctor rather than with us.
Yeah. Well, no,
supposed to be in a position of safety.
Away from the explosives.
God.
With the doctor between him and the explosives, it's not a bad position of safety.
Yeah. Me, the doctor, George, all lying down, going, "Oh shit!"
there is some noise being conducted from the other. The southern passage is close enough that you can look over and see. Yeah, there is stuff going on there. The storage area you can't, but you can get there's some vibrations coming through the corridor. And right. on those two, they seemed they basically were facing groups of the smaller bots, and they have managed to hold those off and disable them without severe casualties. And there's some injuries, but nothing too serious.
Excellent. Mm.
So you appear to have won.
Hey!
But you know, there's still a lot of these things left.
Hopefully they'll be a less organised in future.
Yeah, I mean, I will go out. I'll probably leave it a round or two to let that one actually
leave.
Fully disengage and then go out and just double check that the big one is definitely down, and actually then potentially use the big one as cover just to make sure nothing's coming
down. It's providing a fine example of distributed computing. It's distributed all over the passage.
Cool.
I was also thinking those two that fell over, if we can find a way to approach them from a safe angle, could be spun round and incorporated into the barricade, basically. Because presumably they're reasonably good cover against...
Oh, I see. Not as just as a hunk of metal. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, they are continuing to shoot for at least for a bit, but...
This is the bit that concerns me, yeah. We could cut the legs off and, you know, wheel them over there. They must have some fairly heavy equipment if they've got mining facilities here, so maybe we can...
It's more over at the mining facilities, but yeah, they've got something.
Who needs a barricade when you've got Jethro? I'm part of the barricade. You are the barricade.
Jethro, do you need some medical attention?
Slight. I mean, I did get hit.
Oh, let me take a look at that.
Oh, Jesus.
slight medical attention. He's your man.
Wash the nitroglycerin off your hands first.
yeah, we'll wash my hands. I'll just clap them together. It's fine.
Shake vigorously.
Well, that's a one. But that's a five, so it's not a critical fail. But otherwise, carry on. You'll be fine. It's not critical.
Okay.
Just a first one.
It's not over your ankles yet.
That's a 14.
Oh, apparently that's how you use a first aid kit. It helps to open it.
There's a clasp here.
I learned with a different set of medical
equipment. Yeah, the old technique of simply smacking the patient over the head with it has been...
You're probably there with the tongue depressor and just shining a light in his eyes, where Felix is actually patching up the gaping wound.
So, that's not a rectal thermometer!
Okay, and that seems a reasonable place to break.
It does, doesn't it?
Thank you!
Thank you for a Christmassy...
Heroic defense against robot invasion.
Yay!
Oh, it's really good.
Yeah.
And actually, minimal actually dying. I must admit, I honestly thought Jethro was going to go.
Oh, that was quite scary. Yeah.
I mean, like I say, he's wearing combat armour. That has actually, you know, and it's Mark. which is really good.
It's a good job
you're
actually
stood in the middle of a bloody corridor.
Mark,
on your
have to understand, Jethro is Cornish, and the chances of Nick being rid of him this easily are slim.
Oh dear.
Well, lovely stuff.
Thank you very much, Roger. Good to see you.
Festive.
Sorry about all the technical things. I'm going to look into the setup and see if it's possible to actually repair anything.
Definitely feels drivery, John. It's definitely just checking all.
It bothers me that there was a big update and that there's more updates flagged.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Don't know what's happening. But the like the magenta and green graphics thing and the short videos not. I suspect that my graphics card's breaking down. So it's been doing that for a while. Anyway.
It's
only money, isn't it?
We won't see you on Tuesday, but should be back next week.
Sounds good. Cool. Anyway, so
good afternoon, everybody.
Indeed, and Happy New Year, because I probably won't see you before
indeed.
The New Year.
And Happy Birthday, Shim.
Almost certainly won't.
Thank
and
you. Thank you for a lovely birthday.
Yeah. Hopefully this has been everything that you actually want. Actually, it is everything you want from a birthday, apart from we're not physically face-to-face.
It's been very nice.
We'll see that soon.
Adios, amoebas.
Bye. Cheers. Bye, everybody.